My sister, being that she was in virology for 30 years at the lab, I've talked about this over the last 8 weeks. She worked at Rollins Lab for 30 years. And she told me from day one, she said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Coronaviruses are just the common cold. They're very, very weak. So what was the need for wearing a mask when CDC and OSHA and even the distributors of these masks have the label right on the box that says masks do not protect against respiratory pathogens? I have a friend of mine. I went out to his farm, and he's sitting there with a mask on underneath his gazebo in front of the pond that's on his property. And I went out there with a friend of mine. He won't get close to either one of us.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's a mental program, man. In my opinion, that mental illness is the number one illness on this planet. We have the CDC report from July, which states that 2019 nCoV, which is novel coronavirus, has not been isolated. I was asked last week when I showed somebody the document, they said, well, just because it hasn't been isolated, does that mean it doesn't exist? I just looked at him as a friend of mine. I said, if they didn't isolate it, how did they identify it? How could you possibly identify COVID-19 as COVID-19 if you can't isolate it? How do you know it's just not some coronavirus that's been running around for however long you say they've been running around? If you don't isolate it and know what it is, how do you identify what it is and then call it something new? Now, this goes along with the CARES Act in March, and you go through 335 pages of that bill, and you get down to the very bottom. It says, for the purpose of this act, the coronavirus means SARS-CoV-2 or any other coronavirus with pandemic potential, meaning any old coronavirus that we say is out there will do. Okay, this is what just happened recently. CDC is now reporting they will no longer keep the flu numbers because COVID-19 has wiped out the flu. This came up today. Can you have the flu and COVID at the same time? Really? What is this nonsense, right? Now, the reason I talk about this, and I mentioned it in presentation before, the flu numbers last year up until from October 1 to January the 11th was between 13 million and 18 million people had the flu. They were saying they had record flu numbers last year. Until January 15th, when the first COVID episode happened in the U.S. where the guy from Oregon came back from Wuhan, allegedly. All this, I say allegedly because until I see it, I don't believe him. I watched that guy on television. He didn't have a runny nose, nothing. More propaganda. World numbers and stats that I covered last week prove that there is no COVID. Then I've done a lot of talk about vaccines and how they bypass the body's natural defenses. And there's these normal defenses against poisons such as thermosol. We know mercury and thermosol are in the vaccines. They've listed it. I don't have to make this stuff up. They've already said it. Their doctors say it. Viruses are generated internally in the body, not externally. This is proven by the fact that they say the virus, especially this one, is 25 nanometers in size and therefore should be absorbed into our skin cells and rewrite the DNA of our skin cells because the skin cells are 30 microns in size, which is over 1,000 times the size of this alleged respiratory pathogen. In other words, if dead dormant biological material, which is surrounded by a fat lipid envelope and a glycoprotein called an antibody, could do what we have all been programmed to believe, if that dead biological material can work its way in through the cell membrane, across the cytoplasm, get into the nucleus, and rewrite our DNA, then it would do it via the skin and not have to wait until it gets into the lungs and thereafter be designated as, quote, a respiratory pathogen. And, of course, I mentioned this with Trump. Trump goes in the hospital. They interview him on TV. And he said, well, I just felt tired, but I didn't have any respiratory symptoms. Really? For a respiratory pathogen, you didn't have any respiratory symptoms. That's interesting. Now, I'm not saying anything about Donald Trump at all. I'm not saying anything about Biden. I don't care. I don't have a dog in that fight anymore. I've exercised self-determination. And I'm outside of it. But I still have to live on the planet. So if the doctors told him he had COVID, and he's not a scientist, and he's not a doctor, then he said exactly what I expect him to say. Although I think it was kind of a slip-up to say what he said about not having a respiratory symptom. But then again, they're actually saying people can have this COVID and not show any symptoms. I've heard that one reported. This is the WHO Constitution, starting in Article 9. This is the organs. The work of the organization, meaning the WHO, shall be carried out by A, the World Health Assembly, here and after called the Health Assembly, B, Board of Directors, here and after called the Board, and C, Secretariat. So the World Health Organization has its own secretariat. That's an administrative job just to make sure everybody gets a notice. Article 10, the World Health Assembly shall be composed of delegates representing the members of the UN. So the Health Assembly runs this thing, and that is run by delegates of the members of the United Nations, all members. Each member shall be represented by not more than three delegates, one of whom shall be designated by the member, meaning the nation state, as their chief delegate. These delegates should be chosen from among persons most qualified by their technical competence in the field of health, preferably representing the National Health Administration of that member being the nation state. So the point of this is, when I said in March, and I was looking at it going, wow, this is interesting, they just shut down the entire planet. All the nation states agreed, and nobody had dissent, and no one fired a bullet. Entire planet shut down. That's because the members, the nation states that are members of the UN, are the members of the World Health Organization, all of them. And it's their delegates who make decisions for the nation state. Nobody's telling them what to do. They're the ones that put this together. And it's based on whatever commands come down from the Security Council, because the Security Council runs the UN, and the World Health Organization is not doing anything without oversight and permission of the Security Council. Not even possible.